No, another word for clabber? Do you ever use another word?
People eats it all the time.
Cottage
cheese.
Is that clabbered milk?
Mm-hmm.
What about curdle? Do you ever say the
word
curdle?
Well, now that's whenever it sours before it clabbers. It's curdle. If it's just sour.
I see. Okay, if you were making iced tea, I don't know how you make yours now, but we used to make it with just loose tea, and you just put the loose tea into the water and let it set for a while, and then when you wanted to drink the tea, you had to
strain it.
That's okay. If you had an apple pastry and you baked it in a deep dish, what would you call it?
Apple pie.
Do you have a word to distinguish that kind of apple pie from the kind that you slice?
Cobbler.
That's a cobbler?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you just sliced it, it'd just be an apple pie?
If it's just a thin, I always call them little pan pies. Just a little thin pie, you know.
Yeah.
But a big pie, I call it a cobbler.
How do you make it?
Well, you just take your fruit. I always cook mine until it's nearly done, and I put some in the bottom of a dish, and then I put dumplings, what you call dumplings, and then I put more fruit and the sugar, and then I put another crust on top.
Oh, you put a crust on top?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've eaten them sometimes with when you just put the ingredients in it and the crust just comes to the top. Have you ever made them that way?
No, I always put the crust on the top where I can put a lot of butter and sugar on.
What do you call a sweet liquid that you might put on cake maybe, or pudding or something? It's just this liquid and it's sweet, and you just pour it on just to make it. It's already cooked. It's not pudding, but it's similar to a kind of pudding that's thinner.
Syrup?
Okay, it's similar to, similar to syrup, but that's really not the word I want. Also, you'd use the same word you might have something that you put on meats when you cooked it, and it's called hot
sauce.
Okay. Do you ever call a sweet liquid a sauce that you put on something like pudding?
Yes.
You ever use them?
Yes, I use some, not too much.
What do you call food that you eat between meals?
It's a snack. Between meal snack.
Okay. You ever eat them?
No.
Okay, the process of, you might say, dinner's ready, so come on to the table and let's
eat.
Okay, and you'd say, every day we blank breakfast. Every day we
eat breakfast.
Yesterday we
ate breakfast.
And I might say, how many meals have you blanked today?
Eaten today.
What do you call the black liquid that you drink usually for breakfast?
Coffee.
Okay. If you wanted to prepare some coffee, you might say, well, you might be in bed and you just woke up and say, well, I guess it's about time for me to get up and blank some
make
coffee.
Make coffee.
Okay. You wanted to talk about if you wanted some water to drink, and you went to the cabinet and you got out something to put the water in so that you could drink it, you might say, I'm going to go get me a
glass of water.